This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
We're going to be kicking this around for some time as the Browns are looking for a head coach now. Kevin Stefanski relieved of his duties. Andrew Berry, part of the process, obviously, because when the Browns announced everything, Andrew had a statement. This was a difficult decision. Well, okay, then he obviously was in on the decision, was he not? Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by any of this. I think we saw this all coming the day they traded Flacco. That's the day everything kind of went sideways and everything. I don't know who the answer was. I do know that I was just extremely disappointed that when Shadur walked out on the field for the first time, that he had no opportunity to work with the first team. And I don't know. I'll let that go at some point. But it's not even that he didn't have an opportunity to work with the first team offense prior to. It's when they made him the number two quarterback in a system that had two rookie quarterbacks. To me, that was a fatal blow. Like, why would you, even if you gave him 5% of the practice, and I know reps are a special thing, and I understand that backup quarterbacks don't get reps with the first team, but when you have two rookie quarterbacks, you've got to prepare the guy. And to me, that was the devastating blow. And I don't know how much farther that would have set Shadur back or how much it would have put him ahead or in any of those situations. I just know that if you got two rookies there, you better be ready to throw either one of them out on the field at any point. And Gabriel just didn't get the job done. That's all. Even if it was a short period of time.
Zach is in Cleveland. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. It feels like a bad episode of Twilight Zone. I mean, haven't we been to this before? When we dealt with keeping the GM and getting rid of a coach, and then it's going to be, like a forced marriage. I mean, unless Andrew Berry gets a guy in here that's just going to be kind of his little puppet, right? Like he's gonna call the shots, and the coach is just going to coach, I guess. If you can find somebody that's going to do that, I guess that the name makes a big enough splash, sure. But I think we're just going to be going right back into the same thing we've been dealing with since the early teen years. We're going to go back to we're going to have to fire this coach and this GM and the quarterback will have now his third head coach, and it's just getting tiring, guys. I'm getting tired of it, but we'll all still watch because we're sick. We're sick in the head. I don't know what else to say. I watched the whole game yesterday, and the whole reason I watched was because I wanted to see Miles get his sack. I was hoping he'd get in the first quarter so I can get some stuff done around the house.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he still made us watch the whole dang game. And I'm like, oh, okay. I talk to myself, and I definitely know I'm sick in the head because I talk to myself while this team plays. And I just... It's tiring. I don't know what anybody else expects when there's never going to be continuity in this building. Clearly, like you guys are saying, that this probably has been going on since the Flacco thing started, which was kind of a red flag for me when they did that. But I think if you were going to do anything, you should have just cleaned house and just brought in everybody new. That would have been
unless you know the way to go, in my opinion. Yeah, the only point here I would say is unless you know what you're doing. Let's just say they know they want to elevate Jim Schwartz. But they do need to go through the hiring process. The Rooney Rule is in effect and should be. And so, you know, they do have to go out there and interview candidates, and they can figure out what they want to do from there. But if they my question is, do they know what they're going to do, or do they have a 99% plan of what direction they want this thing to go in? And I don't know. I don't trust it. So,
again, I don't think Kevin did a great job coaching the last 2 years. I don't think he got what maybe he could have out of this team, but I don't think the roster was any... I disagree with Jimmy Haslam completely. I don't think the roster was better than the results.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I just don't. And you kept Andrew Berry, who gave the offensive-minded head coach two rookie quarterbacks, no wide receivers of note, two rookie running backs, three rookie running backs, an injured tight end, a rookie tight end, who I like a lot, and an offensive line that was older and beat up, and wished him luck. Anthony's in Maple Heights. Anthony.
Anthony.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I would say I'm very happy that Pat Shurmur 2.0 is gone.
Okay.
And go Steelers.
All right, Anthony. Thank you very much.
That was great.
Great win for your Steelers.
It was a fun game to watch last night, I'll be honest with you.
That was a great
game. I enjoyed
that.
I really did.
I felt terrible for Tyler Loop. I hate the Ravens. You know that. The only team in
pro sports. Did you feel bad for both kickers either way then?
I felt terrible for Chris Boswell. Misses the extra point.
That was a weird way to miss it, too.
Oh, my God. And then the poor Loop kid. I mean, he was really good this year as a rookie. He caught it fat. Did you see his foot hit the ground before it hit the ball?
Yeah. You know what I loved? Mike Tomlin's reaction. When he was pounding his chest after the game.
Yeah.
Man, I thought that was awesome. I loved every second of that. Tomlin keep his job again by that?
Could the Ravens do the Browns a favor and make a bad mistake and get rid of John Harbaugh?
If you're going to do that, I'd be okay with that.
Grew up a Browns fan, you know.
That's right. Bring him home.
Victor's in North Royalton, home of the Bears. Victor.
Hey, Victor. Although, I think you need power, right?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
Hey, well, how are you? No Row Nation, baby.
I gotta say, I didn't think it was gonna happen yesterday after the win. You know, I was in the group chat with the guys, and I said, "Listen, I said Jimmy Haslam's an emotional owner. He might have made his decision yesterday, but it, you know, Kevin finishes out with two solid victories against two decent football teams. You know, within a division, it might make a difference."
Can we also notice that it would have been extremely disrespectful to Miles to make that fire last night? I mean, give the guy at least 24 hours, you know, or not even 12 hours to enjoy the moment of becoming a, you know, an NFL legend in a single season. So,
yeah, exactly. My biggest thing is if you look at the history of the Browns since 99, right? A single coach got a second chance and Pat Shurmur got hired in New York. I think a similar situation is going to happen here. I think Kevin's going to move on to New York. He's going to win there. Browns fans are going to be sad because I don't really see how we think as Browns fans, right? We tell ourselves that we're a top premium destination because we're simply an NFL team, but people do not get second chances after they come here. They come here as coaches to die and not be successful, and then we're doing the same thing over and over again. I think we made a mistake letting Kevin go today. I mean, a lot of people might not feel that way because the last two seasons were bad, but you have to put him in context, right? He was forced to Sean Watson 2 years ago when they got rid of Flacco after that amazing run at the end of the season. You know, I mean, can you really count the season two seasons ago? Could you count this year? You know, Jeff was just making the point. The roster was horrible. Was there ever really a plan to win? I mean, was Kevin set up for failure? You know, and that just speaks more about, you know, it's this franchise actually doing what it can to actually make a winner and actually make a viable football team that these people support in this town. And, I mean, honestly, I understand that they got the Browns fans delusional on Shador, thinking they got a quarterback for next year. I mean, he has the worst QBR in Browns history since 1999. And that's a long list of quarterbacks that have started a minimum of six games.
Yes, that's
a crazy stat. And people still in this town want to scream at me about how Shador is the man, he's the future, get rid of Kevin, he's a bum. I mean, and more, I think we demonstrate as Cleveland Browns fans that we have no idea what football is. And I'll leave you with that.
Victor, thank you very much. We'll see with Shador. What my hope is that whoever is the new head coach, when he has his introductory press conference, says, yes, we will have a competition to find out who our starting quarterback is. And then my hope is Andrew Berry goes out and finds another quarterback to compete in that group. And the idea that it could be Deshaun Watson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's not lost on me.
I don't think you'll get that answer because the season will still be going on. Don't you think they'll hire before the playoffs are over?
The Browns?
Yeah.
Depends.
The only way you're getting...
Who do you want to hire? You want to hire a guy who's been around, done that? You can do that right now. How about this? Want to hire Mike McCarthy? He's available. Bill O'Brien just stunk it up at Boston College. You want him? Vance Joseph is the DC in Denver. If you don't want Jim Schwartz, he's going to be busy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nagy's available.
I don't know.
Ryan Flores
last night.
Available.
I was just kind of looking through social. People were salivating at the thought of having Schwartz as their defensive coordinator somewhere else next year. Like just seeing fans of other teams. I did a simple little search and I was like, wow. I mean, these fans are like, and I don't blame him. He's a great defensive coordinator. He did a lot of special things here in Cleveland. I really hope I don't lose him. I don't want to lose him.
You're going to, unless you name him the head coach. Or unless you hire an offensive coordinator as a head coach. You know, Jimmy said we're not limited to offensive or defensive side of the ball. If you hire a guy with a defensive background, Jim Schwartz is done. And that's okay. And Andy, you can't let Jim Schwartz's status dictate this search. You just can't do it. Can't be done. Mm. If you think your best candidate has a defensive background and he wants to bring in his defense, which of course he would, then you're not going to keep Jim Schwartz.
Saying that, doesn't that make McCarthy a perfect candidate then?
Former
offensive coordinator, you know, former two-time head coach before that.
Not going to get any argument from me. Not getting any argument from me. If you recall 6 years ago, I wanted Mike McCarthy.
No, I know.
And they hired Kevin Stefanski. And I liked, Kevin won me over. I thought Kevin did a nice job. I don't think he did a great job. Every time he ran the ball in the red or didn't run the ball in the red zone inside the 5 or 10, and he had Nick Chubb, I wanted to punch the television.
The lack of using Nick Chubb on third down was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
In the red zone was nuts. Ryan's in Jackson, Mississippi as he continues his tour of the United States.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, Menigan, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, everyone listening out there. I'm going to say this sentence as a question more so than a statement. Happy Browns victory Monday, because it's just one of those. Man, what a lot of stuff we have on our plate.
Yep.
Jeff, hats off to you, buddy. Just really putting your words out there with not holding back any punches when it comes to Haslam and just the QBR rating with Sanders. Previous weeks, you know, you were just very friendly with those two individuals, speaking about them. They're better. Best fan base on planet Earth when it comes to football. But again, it's just one of those unique scenarios where there's so many intangibles today. We should be congratulating Myles Garrett. Instead, we're talking about throwing our hands up in the air saying, well, what's next? What are we doing here? I'm all in on, obviously, just winning. Winning is the whole thing, obviously. But again, when you just get rid of, in my opinion, 15th or 16th best coach in the NFL, and other teams are going to be clamoring for him for interviews, you may have done something wrong there. Change is good, but not always. Don't get me wrong, I feel that, you know, there's certain things that Stefanski could have done better, but same time, man, he needed more players in that field. He needed a left tackle, wide receiver. Putting the blame on him is not fair. I just really hope they have some guys out there that know what they're doing. And if I have one request, can somebody please get somebody in there with a personality? If they're going to be splitting hairs for one coach to another, give me something good, man. He acted like Stefanski had a personality like a mortician or Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, man. And I want Menigan to learn new. That's right. I want Menigan to imitate the new head coach that has some type of personality to him. Not saying that's it. I want to win. That's truly my ambition.
All right, Rhino.
Hey, guys, great show as always.
Thanks.
Safe travels. There's Ryan. He's in Jackson, Mississippi right
Will
now.
Will Coach Menigan have a press conference today? I don't know.
No. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.